This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we go, and away we go. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if whatever that term means, Jay. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, that's the, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership about making others better as a result of your presence? Yeah,
making it last. Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you. That the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up. And it changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. This is for those who live in the colonial cities of America, people who are on the East Coast. Here's the story of a surgeon who ran about a mile to and from a hospital to pick up a liver for his patient after the courier's route was blocked by the Philadelphia road system, the grid, whatever, who knows. Lots of marathon runners, and this guy wasn't about to wait. So he's, by the way, 66 years old. This is Dr. Adam Bodzin, B-O-D-Z-I-N. Trying to operate on Charles Rowe, who's waiting on the operating table for a liver so that he can have a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Save his life.
Blocking everything up. And when there is an organ transplant happening, the transportation part of that transplant, time is ticking. The clock is ticking. And, a surgeon was like, you know what? Out the door. I'll do it myself.
So he runs
full service
around the marathon. At a couple of different points, apparently the police, the organizers didn't know what was going on. The police said there were access points for emergencies that would go to the hospital, but apparently that didn't work or something was snafu'd. So the doctor said he's running. You can see him, picture him weaving back and forth along the marathon route through the stream of runners to reach the driver, take the container. The liver's on ice,
mm-hmm.
And he goes back the same way and gets into the operating room. Quick thinker that he is, managing that transplant so the liver is all set and the guy's good.
Yeah.
Hooray!
That is just amazing. And events like these, event organizers and police do have access points for emergencies
yeah.
that may happen,
mm-hmm. yeah.
especially heading towards the hospital, but this courier could not find their way. And
yeah.
even consulting police just was still struggling to navigate these streets.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Something else. Another good deed that is done by a good person on the Good Day program. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They have stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet...
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not... I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, they'll be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these. I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. I'd go, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together. They, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, excuse me, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software. Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had $25 million, but good for him to give it to somebody that there's some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. And but what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people that throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What do you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors: natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 at the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Some celebrity news, trending news. It isn't often that you see a Kardashian in the focus and you don't stop and go back and say, okay, who's this about and what is it about? So Courtney is in focus because of a new big announcement that has been made. So if you're a fan of Kourtney Kardashian and you haven't heard the announcement, we'll have it right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, what's next in the life of Kourtney Kardashian, you ask? Okay, she's pregnant. And the fact that she's married to Travis Barker, who's a drummer in that group that was just playing there, she held up a sign during her Bose concert. And so people on social media used the sign, and basically, apparently, it was a surprise to her husband as well.
It was not. Absolutely not. Yeah. But that's what a lot of people are saying.
No, you're pregnant, won't we?
A lot of people are saying that it was staged. Her announcement to Travis was staged and all of this stuff. This wasn't her announcement to him. This was their announcement to the world.
Everybody.
This was their pregnancy announcement for, like, on public domain, kind of, in a way. But the sign she held up that says, Travis, I'm pregnant, that was also a scene taken from a music video from Blink-182 where there was a woman holding up a sign that says, Travis, I'm pregnant. So it was taken straight from that she has a visible baby bump. And they have been very open about their struggles in trying to get pregnant. And most people, not everybody, I don't want to put anyone in the box, but most people who have troubles getting pregnant, they do not announce their pregnancy until they have entered their second trimester.
What's her problem? She couldn't conceive, or his sperm's no good, or what?
I think maybe her age or something. Because they both have children. 24. They both already have children, and she was having a lot of troubles this time around.
Hmm. She wanted to have a baby with this guy.
Yeah.
How many babies?
Yeah.
How many children does she have?
She
has seven?
No. Well, between the two of them.
Oh.
This will be baby number seven between their blended family. She has three with her former partner, Scott Disick. And then Travis Barker has three.
Hmm. All right. Whoopee. Another Kardashian in the world. That's what we need, right? They're all worth about $182 billion, so they need to have more people to share in their wealth. This is like Succession, in a manner of speaking, right? Who's the next Kardashian to be pregnant so they can pass on all the money that they keep making? They've made billions. The Kardashians among the richest families in the country, and it's all been built out of nothing. Like thin air. Thanks to Ryan Seacrest, they have he decided, okay, let's do something with his family story. And so that's how it began on E! Entertainment.
Clearly it works.
Oh, my God. And he gets a piece of everything, which is even the smarter thing, the smarter angle, right, under the circumstances. So, good. All right, well, congratulations to the Kardashians. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Officials from multiple countries are in a race against time to find a civilian submersible that had five people aboard when it went missing Sunday in the North Atlantic while traveling to the wreckage of the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger, commander of the U.S. Coast Guard's 1st District.
The vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board. And so we're using that time, making the best use of every moment of that time to locate the vessel.
Another round of severe weather is set to hit parts of the southern U.S. today. Heavy storms are expected to track into Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, with the potential for damaging wind gusts, large hail, and flooding. Storms could reach the Florida Peninsula tomorrow. Tornadoes have also hit the region in recent days, causing serious damage and several deaths. Lance Pry, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Join Jay Kirshner and I as we go through the information that's around today that matters. What's going on in the world? What are we going to talk about? What's on your mind? Here we go. I am interested in thinking about what's going on with people who are moving. I saw a stat the other day. Actually, it was based the stats started the investigation. That led to this statistical research was started in Sioux City, Iowa, where we can be heard. The people interested is a demographic survey asking people who come into this supermarket? Are they from the area originally? Did they move? Where'd they come from? What prompted them to come and live in this area? I thought it was really pretty interesting. They got a lot of stories from a lot of people about why we left where we were and why we came. Even some people who came to live in Sioux City who moved there from British Columbia in Canada. And, you know, people are looking for peace and quiet. And there are lots of folks who think that Iowa may be the best place in this country for peace and quiet. I don't know if it really is. Iowa's a great state. It's a great farm state. Whether it is or it isn't. But it's just interesting that that exercise took place. You know, just to, as we think about how to make things real, that's a way. You know, we all think about where we live, why we live here. I get teased all the time about having been in Framingham all my life, and I've lived in the same pretty much half a mile radius in four different homes. And my wife, God love her, used to say to people when she was trying to get me away from the influences that seemed to distract from my relationship with her, one of the things she said, well, why don't we move somewhere else? And I said, well, where else can I go and do the things that I'm doing here? And so she would say that my umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham.
Aww.
And there may be some truth to that.
But you still travel. You still go places.
Oh, yeah.
You still, yeah. And it's more like, what's the thing? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I have a wonderful life, much to be thankful for. Pretty much everything in it is of value. The various things that I do, the most important value are those two grandchildren and my two children, and you put everything into perspective, and there really isn't, there. You know, the radio work is a very important part of my life and has been a part of my life constantly since I was 17. I've been around cows all my life, which is a very important thing for me. The fact that I'm involved in some things here business-wise that I'm finding very rewarding for the most part, except having to deal with some of the idiots on local boards, but other than that, it's think about the good, and then we can, you know, somebody just sent me a note, actually a picture, when I mentioned what was going on in Russia and all of the burials, all of the bodies that are coming back from Ukraine. This person sent me a picture of a sea of crosses, basically, that have to tell the true story of what's going on with the mercenaries that are being hired and sent over there, or just people that are being told, if you don't put on a uniform and go over to Ukraine, we're going to shoot you anyway. So it's either you get shot in Russia or you get shot in Ukraine and come back and be... But you can actually Google this. Just Google Sea of Crosses, and you'll see these crosses that go on kind of like a military... You know, there's a cemetery, certainly we think of Arlington National Cemetery, but there's one in... Right off the 405 in Westwood, as you go up the 405 in Los Angeles County, where there are thousands of soldiers that have been buried there in the military cemetery. It's just I've only walked through Arlington National Cemetery once. As a matter of fact, it was when Tony's father died. He had been a bombardier in World War II. And he was given the honor of being buried at Arlington National Cemetery because of his record. And this speaks to the waste that war is. Here's a man whose entire psychological makeup was changed by his experience in World War II. And how many other, we hear this all the time about men and women who are in the service that are going through post-traumatic stress. We've just come into that since the Vietnam era. Certainly the soldiers had it in any conflict, but World War II was the biggest one. So when I think of the words that he shared with my son, my son told me what he told him about his service in the war, and my wife, his daughter, never knew what his experiences were like. He'd been on 23 missions crossing the English Channel from an air base there where they were stationed in England to bomb Germany, and he was the bombardier. So he would decide when they got over the target when to drop the bombs. And in I think it was 13 or 14 of the incidents, his plane was shot down. And in one incident, everybody in the plane was dead but him, and he grabbed the controls of the plane to get it across the English Channel to land in the grass as you get right over Dover. And then the same thing happened to him two or three other times. He was shot. Everybody in the plane was killed. The plane was on fire when it landed. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't think that is going to have an impact on your psyche? My God.
Yeah.
Think about it. Never mind all the people you killed by dropping those bombs. But then what your own experience is in that circumstance. So
the continued state of a trauma response his body must have been through the rest of his life.
The growing Burmese python population, say that again, Doug, the growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this, but not necessarily just the Everglades, hey, Doug, there it is, not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They are
everybody
everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese pythons?
I don't think
pythons?
They're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But they did for
so
a while.
Much.
That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little pets, and then they get too big.
Oh, yeah.
The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yeah,
but also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different, having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize, and now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over. After humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This, I used to wear, my family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964. Excuse me, where my mother was sick. And so it was a little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the breakers and all that stuff. And so all of us, well, actually my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job, I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87 before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So, I had a place in over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty. And something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking. It hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but once. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a number of people. Sit on the toilet, and up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is, like, one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, but some people experience. So, okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. The extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rowing.
That was, and I am pretty, I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like,
yeah.
How
the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep. Yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food. So anyway, she...
Someone had to battle strong winds. And she,
yeah.
She rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she... I would bet that she went... If she went down in Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there. And now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped
her
a little bit.
There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day, good God.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Monday, the 19th of June, with Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Movie theme from The Flash. All right, how is this doing? Let's look at box office. Well, this is a holiday, so does box office total stuff have to wait until tomorrow, really?
No, because it's a big story. That is a theme to the theatrical version of The Flash, which just hit theaters this weekend. You know, Doug, when I was a kid, I remember Johnny Carson once saying on The Tonight Show, if a tree fell in the forest and nobody was there to hear it, does it make a sound? And I got to tell you, I've been doing this with you for a long time.
Yep.
The box office performance of this movie, which at one time was tracking at around $130 million, then it went to $75. Flash opens to $55 million, which to me is perplexing, surprising, which means it's only...
Right, people have said they had enough of this stuff.
But here's the thing. What is... I went to see this. It's like people are watching two different movies.
Really?
This movie screened at CinemaCon 2 months ago or in April, right? And studios rarely ever do that. CinemaCon is 4,000 theater owners and a lot of bloggers. They screened it openly because they believed they had a terrific product on the hand. James Gunn, who took over Warner Brothers DC, who did the Guardian of the Galaxy movies over at Marvel, said in his opinion, it's one of the best superhero movies ever made. Tom Cruise privately screened it. He gave a Twitter reaction, called the director personally, said, this movie's awesome, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of expectation when people went to the theater. Having said, I've seen this movie twice because we booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I think, despite a few flaws, I think it's very entertaining. Really? I think Michael Keaton, 31 years after the fact, coming back as
cool.
Batman, is awesome. All his scenes are awesome. He's worth the price of admission alone. Ezra Miller, I guess, is a very divisive. I'm not. He obviously off screen clearly has issues, but on screen he's a very quirky.
Is Gary Oldman still in the?
No, that's that's another interpretation of that's the Chris Nolan Batman movies that Gary Oldman.
But that's a lot of different Batman show up. How many different Batman have there been?
To me, this is a very entertaining movie with a lot of good moments. Yet, and it was highly marketed, a lot of publicity, yet people simply didn't show up. And the question is, why? Is it Ezra Miller factor turned them off? Is it superhero burnout? Do they not want to, are they very selective about what they see in theaters? And a lot of people just didn't go see this. This is a head scratcher for me. If you gave me $1,000 2 months ago and said, will this movie over under 100 million opening weekend? I would have easily bet the over. And I was completely wrong. And a lot of people in the industry are perplexed.
I think you're too close to it, frankly.
Here's the thing. If you think about in the last four big movies, Fast X, I'm talking domestically, underperformed big. Transformers, Rise of the Beast, underperformed. This movie, way underperformed. Indiana Jones, June 30th, it's tracking way underperforming. That's not good for the industry or theaters. It's just
but you keep going. You're like, you sound like Dr. General Mr. Hyde. Some days you think, hey, it's great. Look at how wonderfully well that movie did.
Some movies are hitting good and have legs.
Well, so you can't figure everything out.
There's a lot that are not, though.
I'll be upset if Indiana Jones doesn't do well because I think it's the kind of movie that I want to go see. So I always get upset if something isn't good that affects me. And you are younger, next generation under me, so you look at it, you know, a little differently in terms of the movies you like. Yeah.
There's a lot of people on YouTube that bloggers, right, I click on and watch. There's about 25% of them that are on there full time, just trying to destroy the film industry.
Because they're a-holes. Why would you pay any attention? Who other a-holes pay attention to them? And that's all who pay attention to them. They're a-holes.
Consider the source. You didn't have this 30 years ago. It's a toxic environment.
Social media has ruined our lives in many respects. It just has. And people keep, look at this on my device. Screw the device and screw them. How's that for being?
I like that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Jeff, Blake Lively has a new movie. It Ends With Us. We're trying to get it done, but they can't because of the writer's strike.
It's problematic.
Push that movie back. How do you like her? You think she's good?
I like her.
Yeah. Interesting. Who's she married to?
I like that movie, The Shallows, the shark movie she did. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. All right, anyway, there's Blake Lively, and there's Chuck Curry, and I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.